بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي مسعود البدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حوسب الرجل ممن كان قبلكم فلم يوجد له من الخير شيء إلا أنه كان يخالط الناس. Still in this chapter of the great virtues of being soft and overlooking when doing business deals. Whenever buying and selling, a person is not hard-hearted, is not looking everything for the teeth, but he is prepared to overlook and prepared to accommodate one another. There is a lot of barakat in that type of business. And on the other hand, when a person has to receive, then he's very demanding and is very hard. But when he has to give and pay, then he dilly-dallies and does not pay on time, does not pay properly. That is very much looked down upon in Shariat. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud Badri radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حُسِبَ رَجْلٌ مِّمَّنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. A person of the ummah of before was taken for reckoning on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَمْ يُوجَدْ لَهُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ شَيْءٌ. And then there was no good in his record of deeds. He had not done any good deeds whatsoever. إِلَّا أَنَّهُ كَانَ يُخَالِطُ النَّاسِ وَكَانَ مُوسِرًا. However, one thing was that he used to do business with people. He was in and out with people doing business. And he was very, very accommodating in his business. He wasn't hard. He wasn't demanding in his business. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ غِلْمَانُهُ أَنْ يَتَجَاوَزُ عَنِ الْمُؤْسِرِ. And he had ordered his workers or his children that whenever in business you find a person is hard hit, then help that person, don't push him down further. Try and accommodate him, try and help him. For example, he's owing you money, he's asking for more time, give him more time. Don't force him to sell up his things and make sure that you get your money. Whatever, in whichever way, try and accommodate your client. قال الله عز وجل. Then Allah Ta'ala saw this, what was happening. Then Allah Ta'ala declared and said, نَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْهُ. This is a more greater right for us than him to overlook and to accommodate. He was so overlooking his people and accommodating them. Today we will overlook all his faults and we will accommodate him also, because that is my quality and I have this quality more than what he also. فَتَجَاوَزُ عَنْهُ. Forgive him, overlook him. Allah ordered the malaika. He was kind to the people in his business deals, etc. Was not hard. And now today we also will be kind to him. We won't be hard on him either. وعن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال حضرت حذيفة رضي الله تعالى عنه says أتى الله تعالى بعبد من عباده آتاه الله مالا. A person was brought to Allah Ta'ala for hisab kitab, for reckoning on the day of Qiyamah, such a person whom Allah Ta'ala had given lot of wealth. فَقَالَ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala asked him, مَاذَا عَمِلْتَ فِي الدُّنْيَا. What was your work in dunya? What did you do? We showered you with our blessings in different ways. We gave you existence, we gave you your eyes, we gave you your brains, what namats, and we had made you a rich man, we had given you lot of wealth also. So what is your car guzari? قال ولا يكتمون الله حديثا. Then also it is said that nothing can be hidden from Allah Ta'ala if Allah Ta'ala knows everything. But this is hisab kitab that has to be done properly and everyone has to be satisfied that a proper court case was held, not just a verdict was given without hearing the case. So nothing is hidden from Allah Ta'ala and Allah does not hide anything. قال. His friends replied and said, يا ربي آتيتني مالك. You had given me your wealth, you had made me wealthy. فَكُنْتُ أُبَايِعُ النَّاسِ. And I used to do business with people. I had regular business dealings with people. وَكَانَ مِنْ خُلُقِي الْجَوَازِ. And it was my special quality and trait to overlook people, to be kind, to be soft. If a person hasn't got the full money and it is still the sale is worth, to give that person even at a lesser price, to discount him. Not just to be hard hard and demand, I want my full price. And if he can't pay on time, then also if he's asking for respite, to give him more time. And if I see it's a real person who is in great difficulty, I even overlook and forgive him his debts. I don't demand so much from him. This is how I used to conduct my business. So Allah unzirul mu'sir, and the person who was hard hit, I used to give him respite and time. فقال الله تعالى الله تعالى said أنا أحق بذا منك, I am more rightful of this than you, to overlook, to be kind, to be accommodating. That is my quality more. I'm أرحم الراحمين, more than you. This is my quality. تجاوزوا عن عبدي, and Allah Ta'ala then said, forgive this banda of mine, overlook him and forgive him all his faults. وعن هكذا سمعناه من في رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The other narrators of the hadith say, this is exactly how we heard this hadith from the mouth of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من أنذر معسرا, a person who gives time to a person who is hard hit, his business is not going on well, he can't meet his payments, you understand that, you don't demand your rental so much, you give him time to pay his rental, you give him time to pay his debts, his loans, the goods that he took, you are kind to him. Oh, wada'a anhu, or so much so, if you are in a position, you even forgive him, you tell him, forget about this debt, yeah, don't worry about it. أظله الله يوم القيامة تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. For such a person, Allah will give him the shade on the day of Qiyamah, when there will be no shade whatsoever, but only the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala, which will be a very, very hard and trying day. The sun will be just above one's head, and at the beginning, bottom will be melting copper. On that day, for such a person who is kind to his clients and is not hard on them, Allah will give them shade under the Arsh of He, in the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. This is one such occasion mentioned here. The famous is seven people who will get the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. However, ulama have gathered all the different places, and there are 89 types of people whom Allah will bless with the shade of His Arsh on the day of Qiyamah. At least in one of this we should try and fit. Out of the 89, at least bring one quality within us, so that on that horrible, terrible day, we can get the shade of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.